Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Those Guys with your host, Matt Marrero, along with
Satish Ram, who realized that was the shortest intro we've ever used.
No, it was like 30 seconds.
That was 13 seconds.
Yeah, it was 13 seconds, what I said.
Introduce our other guest.
And we're also here with
Anthony Sinandres.
No, it's San Andreas. Isn't it, Satish? Satish,
that's what
thought.
I was told. Matt told me it was San Andreas, but I think he was drunk.
No. I told him that I called you that for years. It's San Andreas, though, and Satish said, no, we'll just call him San Andreas forever. Like, that's just like...
No. I'm the nice guy here. The only bad thing I do is the music gag at the end. Matt's the asshole.
Oh. What is she next?
Oh, God.
I'm going to cut this show short, because I know where you live. I can chew you in your sleep.
I know where you and your girlfriend live. I was at her place last night with you.
She's moving.
I'll find out where she lives then, too.
Speaking of girlfriends, How I Met Your Mother. Yeah. So
girlfriends and mothers are the same thing.
Yeah. This is the, if you skip time the way they did, yeah, in 5 seconds flat, yeah, changes from girlfriend to mother, just like that.
Right.
So this is the How I Met Your Mother series finale recap. Now, I'm very happy with that pun. Everyone should also be happy as well. Now, I don't know what you thought out there, listening public, but if you want to talk to us about what you thought, then please call us at 718-664-9468. The number again is 718-664-9468. Because by God, I don't think there's one person here who liked it fully out of the three of us. There were parts, but there is not one person here who liked it fully. Now, let's start with Anthony. Anthony, what did you think about this?
I didn't like it on the whole. I thought the best part for me was honestly just the little part with Barney when he had the kid. And I don't know about you guys, but when he kept going on about how he got number 31 pregnant, I thought it was Robin for a bit there.
Explain. It's been a while. Number 31?
Oh, well, what happened was, once
right.
him and Robin divorced and all that, he
yes.
went back to his old ways, and
right.
he went to try to find the perfect month. And
right.
number 31 was the one that he got pregnant.
Right.
But he never gave a name for who it was, so I always thought that
yes.
it was just Robin.
And it's like, nope, actually, no. No.
We don't even get to see her.
No. Yeah, she's so. This woman is so important in Barney's life, but actually, no. Actually, it signified that the daughter is the most important woman in Barney's life, which is nice, actually.
That's why I was okay with that part.
Right. But, all right, so you know what? That's actually a shorter list. We'll pick what we like first. So you got what you like, all right? Satish, what did you like about the finale?
Yeah, Anthony definitely pointed out one of my favorite moments there because it's just the way you explained it. It points out the most important woman in his life is his daughter. I think for me, what... I almost sarcastically I laughed at was when, you know, Ted finishes off basically saying, that's how I met your mother. And the kids are like, dude, that's how you still have feelings for Robin. That wasn't about how you met your mom. And I really fought for them because I was sitting there like, that's kind of right. That's how I feel right now. The whole thing was a
yeah.
9-year plan of just how I still like Robin. Aunt Robin.
Yeah. Yeah, I did laugh at that. It's just it was so badly done, but I laughed at it, though, just the timing-wise. But it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I think also, the fact that it was just, come on, I gave you guys a very short, concise story. Yeah, like, I think I summed it up pretty well. And I was like, God damn, I was like, damn it, guys, really?
Yeah, no, that was kind of like a little shot at the, hey, guys, we did a good job, right? It wasn't that long, right? It's not like season 6,
yeah.
7, and it's drawn on forever, but...
No. But yes, but it's sad because you guys named parts that I enjoy, and honestly, it's really hard to think about what I enjoyed other than, because it's just, yeah, I mean, let me say, because the thing is, you know, it's just, okay, the thing that I enjoyed, and this sounds weird out of context, I enjoyed that the mom died, because that's what I thought was going to happen, and that's what they were pointing to, and if she didn't die, it would have been very awkward, so the fact that she died was, you know, something worth, okay, good, thought progression, but then it's just the fact that it was thrown in very short and in a way casually. Like, I understand that he doesn't want to explain the whole thing to his kids. But, you know, they've had some scenes where it's just, you know, he shouldn't be explaining them to the kids, or it seems like a bit too much, where it's like, you're not explaining this to your kids. Like, we're seeing this, right? Like, it's a bit too, like, out there to be just,
yeah,
like, a first, yeah, to be, like, a third person telling, you know, the perspective. So I was thinking, like, oh, you know, the fact that it was so, like, what was it, like, a minute long, even where she's like, and then your mom got sick, and it was like, okay, that's sad, and then it's just like, and then we just move, and it's like, what? Like, this is a big character.
Okay. Do I have permission to use that to segue into the bad now? Like, can we just, are we getting into the bad?
Oh,
are we done?
Yeah. Oh, we're into the bad.
Yeah, no, see, that was my thing where the night of, I talked to you about this, and I basically said, I understand that they want to justify the whole he's waited 6 years to ask out Robin thing. You know, it's like,
right,
6 years. He's waited 6 years. Obviously, he loved the mother, right? The
right
issue is that to us, the TV viewers, that all happened in basically a span of 5 minutes.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
it kind of hit me in a place where it was like, hey, the mother's dead, and now I'm going to ask out Robin. We were all like, but we just, and conversely, they did such a good job building up the mother as a lovable character that,
yeah,
although a lot of us felt like she was going to die, actually knowing it was going to happen and it being done so matter-of-fact casually, we were like, okay, and then I'm going to ask out Robin. No, wait, what, we? So I think it hit us in terms of a weird way where, because it was so quick in terms of the end of the episode, it didn't come across as well as they thought it would, conceptually.
No, and I think that they were trying to go for a very realistic approach, which is good in a way, because, yes, not everyone gets over their loves. I mean, hell, everyone, and you know, when you really talk to them, they still love whatever person that they, you know, got over. It's just that they know that they won't be compatible or something or other, or it's just, you know, for some reason or another, it's like, okay, we're done, but I still love you, right? So that's real. And, hey, one out of three couples get divorced, hey. So, you know, it happens, but it's just with the fact that you try getting us so invested, that's what I think really puts me off, and I think put a lot of people off, is because
it felt like a
cop out
in a way, didn't it?
Exactly, and
it
it's like
really
obviously,
did.
Yeah, and obviously they've been planning this because you can tell. Like, I assume they've been planning. I mean, hell, the kids were filmed 9 years ago.
Oh God, nine
yeah
fucking years ago.
Yeah, although I'm still under the impression, and I think some of you guys, both of you guys, agree with me. I'm still under the impression that they, while they filmed all the scenes, they didn't say, all right, here is our 9-year plan. Because depending on certain seasons, you can see the kids nodding, being, you know, like, as a man who enjoys Power Rangers, you can tell what stock footage is.
Wait,
did
I don't
you
think
hear,
they expect
did you
to last
hear
9 years.
What the in, did you guys hear what the initial plot was in case they got canceled that I think season 5 or 6? Did you hear anything about that?
No, not at all.
Do you guys remember Victoria, the one that owned the cupcake shop?
Yes.
If they were to get canceled, that was going to be Ted's wife.
There we go.
They were going to end it with her being the wife. We don't know if she was going to live or not, but they were definitely going to say, well, this is your mom, and pretty much that's it.
Exactly. So that's the thing right there. So it's just like that, where it's just, you know, a snap of the fingers, where it's just like, oh, no, we've been renewed. Let's continue this. It's just like, but guys, you know, so, and I think, honestly, for, even if, let's say, like, Victoria was the mom, she died, and then Robin, because of the span that they did, whatever, and the fact that they didn't have such a huge, you know, like, episode, because they already had filmed, so they wouldn't have had a huge episode saying, oh, you're over Robin,
mm-hmm,
it actually would have felt better.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because
you just mentioned
yeah
the over Robin thing. That was a big issue with the finale for a lot of fans, right? That
yeah
episode that basically
absolutely
made it seem like, hey, Robin's gone, I'm done with Robin, and then he goes back to Robin's like, guys, no, why would you do that to us then?
Exactly.
Yeah. Honestly, I think what would have been the best thing is if they had actually, you know, even if it was a nice little swerve, told us the 2-part season finale, and then lied, then like, oh no, it is a season finale, but here's the epilogue, like a week after. Because an epilogue, I think, would have made everything feel a lot better, like in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Where it would have been like, oh, so, you know, and then the kids make their revelation of, you know, it's like, no, but the story wasn't about, like, it could have even ended in, like, the story wasn't about mom. It was about the fact that you're in love with Aunt Robin. And then it ends right there. Tune in next week for How I Met Your Mother's epilogue. And it's like, wait, we weren't told of this.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be a way of, because I think if you were going to go that route, it's all about the time. right? Where if you're, you know, like Carl Tudish should mention, and I've mentioned, it's like the fact that she, you know, mom died so quick, the fact that the revelation is so quick, the fact that for a whole season we were told, actually, Barney and Robin are going to do very well.
That's the thing, right? You know, that was given so much time, and the mother as a character was built up to be lovable over so much time that we were invested in these things over time. So when you swerve it within 5-6 minutes, it doesn't feel right.
I mean, the entire ninth season was just building up to Barney and Robin's wedding. Then in the span of maybe 15 minutes into the episode, they were just divorced out of nowhere.
Right, and it was, again, like a matter-of-fact kind of thing. Like, oh, they're divorced. But
they
were good together,
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. It's like, well, you should trust your initial reactions, you know, or realistically, though, you know, one couple, you know, the wife or husband could get sick, and then the other one, they'll live till, like, they die, and then the other one, they'll get divorced. It happens. It's like, yes,
logically, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But in terms of the way it was handled, it was out of left field.
Yeah, because, honestly, if they had left it with doubts, I think I'd be okay.
Hmm.
But they did not leave it with doubts. They actually tried to leave it with, I mean, hell, Barney coming out and saying, I will always tell you the truth, and having that come back to haunt him in a weird way, or haunt us, rather, because it's like, Barney will always tell the truth. Next episode, I need to say the truth. We need to get a divorce. For fuck's sake! Like, no, you say, the truth is, this. I don't think this is working. Let's see how we can make this work. Maybe I'm just a counseling kind of guy. Maybe I'm like a try every single option you can kind of guy. But from what we were shown, it just seemed like, I'm never around. Yes, you aren't. This makes me very sad. It makes me sad as well. I guess we can't be together. You know, I was just thinking that.
Right, after, you know, everything else worked to that point. Thank you.
Yeah.
Guys.
And by the way, you know, they've made these seasons go so, like, you know, outlandish. For comedy purposes, some, while still for comedy, I felt like they were a bit too much. But still, so outlandish that Barney could have literally been Dr. Horrible. Like, he could have been a supervillain, right? And yet he gave all that up to be with this woman. And she accepted that, you know, he has this past and that he could still do certain things here and there. But again, you know, they're still honest and they love each other. So it was literally the perfect thing. It got to the point where I was like, wait, who's Ted again? Like, fuck. Like,
yeah, that's it. No. A lot of people were almost more invested, especially because of the time that they got. A lot of people were more invested in that whole thing because it was like, wow, look at that character development. Look at that, you know, how that worked.
Yeah.
And then they threw it to hell within, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah, 10, 15
and
minutes.
Exactly. And by the way, you know, I'm actually really okay with Barney you know, going back to his old ways. I know some people complained about that. I'm cool with it. I don't know about you guys.
I was fine with that.
Yeah.
I thought that made sense. Kind of, I'm sorry. I can't
it's
take
kind of
that.
Funny. Yeah. No, I don't know who said this, and I guess it's the general internet. We're like, oh, he just threw away his character development. It's like, well, wouldn't you throw away your character development?
Yeah, no, because it's like it's emphasized that he made that change not to be a better person, but for Robin. You know, he made that because he wanted to quote-unquote, make a sacrifice for her. You know, that's what he was giving up for her.
But for her. Yeah.
And without Robin, there was no reason for him to give that up. He may do it again, and like, you know, logically sometime years later, maybe. But at the time, no, there was no prospect for him.
Yeah, he was just... And what I do enjoy, though, I did enjoy... speculating, though. Like, I know a lot of people have a lot of, like, you know, rumors. Like, what did we think? Like, what did we think was going to happen? Like, you know, Anthony, like, what did you... Because I know, like, all of us thought, like, oh, no, but this could happen, like, the week before. So,
well,
like, what were you thinking?
One thing I knew was for certain was that the mother was going to die. And for me, the giveaway was, I don't remember the episode, but when Ted was telling this one of his stories and he started crying when he said no mother should miss their daughter's wedding.
That's the one, yeah.
For me, that gave away that the mother was going to die.
Yeah.
And so I was okay with that. I just think my main issue is I was fine with the episode ending with him telling the kids, this is how I met your mother, and completely negate getting rid of that whole somewhat ending, I guess you could call it, with him going after Robin again. I just didn't like that at all. I mean, for me, it wasn't even timing. It was just that I didn't want to see it happen again. Fair. I would have just been much happier with Sam saying, "And that's how I met your mother," going on about life, the meaning of the stories, about the journey, not the ending. And I would have loved if the last line would have been, "And at the end of your life, you'll have a story worth telling. That's legend. Wait for it." And then they just cut to black right there.
Damn it, you're giving me chills. Stop it.
Yeah, and I know that was the thing that a lot... It was weird because we complain about, like, corny and campy and predictable kind of things, but wouldn't it have been better if they rolled with that this time around? You know, because most of us pretty much assumed that the mother was going to die because of exactly what you pointed out. We kind of knew, and based on the conversation she was having, we were aware it was coming. And we were all okay with her... Well, I'm not okay with her dying, but we were ready to accept it in story because it sort of made sense, and we thought it was going to end off with some kind of corny thing like, "And that's how I met your mother," or the legendary thing, you know, fade to black. And we would have all smiled and accepted that. We would have, I think.
Because he was talking to his kids. Like, I feel like, you know, I mean, hell, like, even though we mentioned some of the times that he's been with, you know, not only because of CBS, but in general, he's not going to be like, "So, and that's how I knocked your mom up." Like, it was just like, what? Honestly, I have to say this. I would be extremely happy if we had Barney telling a story. We should have had that, a full episode of, like, "And that's how I met your mother. Who
are
you?"
Because didn't they do that with Robin at one point? But it was, like, fake kids she was talking to, I think.
Yes, I believe so. Mm-hmm. But I think Barney would have been great, because I think his narration...
That
would
have been terrible, though.
Life.
That would have to be on HBO.
Yeah, right? It would have been great to be like, "And that's how I met your mom."
But after, you know, "I slept with 200 women."
Yeah, just each and every...
detail.
It would last
in
each
detail.
And every episode. Each and every episode is a woman's name.
Yes.
And it gets to the point where it's just like, "Alice," in parentheses, "the other one."
Right.
Because it's already been... He's already had, like, 7 episodes dedicated to a different Alice. But...
The other Alice. That would work. It would be fun on HBO.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But better than I Met Your Dad.
Oh, God.
That's
don't
a real thing, Satish.
Please don't bring
that
up.
I know. I've heard.
What's funny is, I was hoping that, because when they said, "Oh, How I Met Your Dad," I was hoping it would be like there are certain shows, I can't even think of them off the top of my head, which upsets me, but they will create certain shows. Oh, like Twin Peaks actually did it. I don't know. I know you two haven't seen Twin Peaks yet, but from what I've seen, it's very funny because Twin Peaks makes fun of the, or at least, you know, pays slash tribute slash, you know, it's just a sort of a parody-ish of the soap operas, right? So there's actually a soap opera that is in the show itself that will actually foreshadow future events without realizing it. And it's just so over-the-top dramatic. It's like, you know, it's like, "You're my father and you killed me." It's like, actually, pulled off a mask. You know, like, really stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny. I was hoping that How I Met Your Father, How I Met Your Dad, was going to be a show in their universe and they were going to, like, make fun of it or something. It sounded like that. Because
hey,
Teenage
Mutant Ninja Turtles did that today and it made me happy. I didn't know it. But
really?
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, I was just watching the random one on Nick, I think, because I had younger family over.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just random because they're sitting down watching TV. It's one of the first episodes. And it was like, yeah, Super Sentai Mega Force 5, Team of 5. And I was like, what?
What?
And they're watching a show that's badly translated. And I was laughing so much. The 5 guys are caught in bubbles. It's like, "I have created shame for you all. But I am not to give up." And I was like, what is going on?
What's great, though, is that they are also, I believe it was Michelangelo, it was Mikey. He actually did an older Kamen Rider pose when he was doing a control, like, "I'm going to fight you." And they actually did a Kamen Rider pose, a transformation pose, from, like, the 70s. So I'm thinking the nerds are kind of rising up in their, I mean, look at How I Met Your Mother. There was a lot of nerdy stuff.
See, that's a cool thing about How I Met Your Mother, because I think it was last night when we mentioned, like, hey, we do nerd stuff for our podcast. And we said, hey, we're going to do How I Met Your Mother. And it was like, oh, that's maybe not a nerd thing. It was like, no, it is. And it's funny because just the definition of nerd has changed so much where How I Met Your Mother can be considered a quote-unquote nerd thing. And at the same time, it's a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Not like Big Bang Theory.
Oh, God.
I went there.
Here we go.
I have issues with that show still, but I'm not going to go off on it right now.
Yeah.
that right now.
The
I'm
going to
take out my issues on How I Met Your Mother. I'm going to go off on them because, you know, fuck them. For
show, right? That's what the title's called. Let's just stick with that. But seriously, though, while I lost my train of thought, I will say that I hate How I Met Your Mother's ending, and I think we're back there.
Okay, so let me roll with that then for you.
we were talking about Barney, and it just kind of, you know, it got to the point where just, like, I know a lot of people were upset by it, but I was okay with it because, you know, I mean, that is a realistic response that I think we could, you know, enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, you know, like, that's real. Like, there's not, very rarely is it like, you know, oh yeah, my entire life that I changed, you know, for whatever, it's crumbled around me. Let me still be that guy.
Yeah, because if they want to focus on realism, they want to do, yes, couples divorce, some people fall out of love, all those kind of, some people stay in love forever, that kind of stuff. You have to make Barney realistic, where he does at least attempt to go back to what he was doing.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so I have to say, though, this last season, he really became a supervillain, I feel, or at least a super something. Like, they played him up way too much. I get funny, but it got to the point where it's like, I wanted the kids to be like, Dad, you're lying to us, right? Like, there was
we edited like, out parts of this story because Barney was actually too evil. So now he's just a really nice guy in season 9.
No, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, the whole, like, you know, like, I'm trying to think of certain ones. Like, the one where I think they made a joke on, you know, on Chinese martial arts, which was great. But it was actually really good. But it was just one of those things where it was just like, are we really doing this? And it's funny, by the way. Like, I don't want to say it's not funny.
Was that the one where Marshall was trying to learn how to do the ultimate slap?
Yes.
Oh God, that one was great.
Well, then again, it was Marshall's story, so I shouldn't really say anything. It was Marshall's story, but
yeah.
There's just a few others where it's just like, Barney, like, what are you doing here? Like, I wouldn't, like, you know, like, so it's like, I wouldn't be surprised if it's like trying to, you know, cause famine throughout the world. Like, all right, that sounds like, is that what Barney's job is? We still don't know. Is that what?
I think it's apparently his character development. They just, you know, turned the amp up to 12 proverbially.
For everyone, by the way. It wasn't just him. Everyone was turned up to 12.
Well, see, here's the issue for me, though. Everyone got to turn up to 12, and then for the finale, you wrap up Barney's character development, I think, in a good way, right? But on the flip side, like, with the mother, I think it was handled so badly because a lot of people were commenting basically saying that, well, it seems like Ted just used her for babies and then went for...
Have you guys seen the uterus picture?
What?
That sounds weird out of context.
Wait, the what picture?
What?
That's... Okay, it's all... What it says is it's basically like... I don't know the actor's name, but let's say it's Rebecca Hayes, even though I don't think it is, but it could. Rebecca Hayes as uterus. And
oh
it just
God.
Has a picture of her face. Yeah. Because people are, you know, a lot of people, and I'm not going to just say women, but, like, I talk to a lot of women who do, oh, hey, Maddie, call. A lot of women who say, you know, like, oh, yeah, that's just what she turned into. And they were very upset by it because, yeah, I mean, you know, okay, like, I'll ask you guys this. Do you like Friends? The show Friends? Do you
what
like Friends?
Oh, the show. I was confused because
Friends.
I was like,
oh,
what the
yes.
fuck
okay.
is a friend?
Okay.
I was really confused, but.
You like the show Friends, right?
It's...
Yeah?
It's all right.
It's a TV show.
I never saw too much of it, but it's okay.
Really? Are you serious, Anthony?
Oh, I'm being serious. I never really watched it much.
Ooh. Well, watch Friends, and you'll be like, oh, look, it's How I Met Your Mother. And that's a problem. Because not everything needs to be Friends with the whole Ross and Rachel thing.
Not everything needs to be Ross and Rachel, you bastard. You had to go there.
Yeah, that's how I feel, because...
I swear to God, once a day, somewhere, that line is used, where somebody, look, not everything has to be like Ross and Rachel. Not everything is like Ross and Rachel. Somebody out there is using that line because of that damn reaction to the TV show.
You know what's a great line, though? We were on a break! Great line. You've heard that line, Anthony?
That one I heard, yeah.
Great line. That's a memorable line because, you know, but anyway, it's true though. Although I have to say that episode itself, you should watch that episode because it actually is a very good polarizing episode where you really do feel as if, you know, if you are either, you know, like your side changes where, like, you know, if you're sitting there with your girlfriend, it doesn't matter what side you're on, not going to, you know, like bring up, oh, what she has to think. But still, either way, you're usually going to be divided, which is, so it's a great episode in that case. But again, everything has to be Ross and Rachel where in the end, spoilers, they got together. Which, guess what? Whatever, it's okay.
What?
I know, right?
Thanks, Matt.
I'm so sorry, everyone. I'm so sorry.
I was going to watch that show.
Seriously, Matt. I was looking forward to this
okay.
now. But
okay,
you know?
Anthony, I'll give you it because of what you said. Satish, go to hell.
Fuck you!
Whoa, we're on the radio. And here's the list of words we can't say
on
the radio. Here's the list of words we can't say on the radio. Fuck, shit, bitch.
That's right. Roll off the list. Uncensored.
Roll off the list. No, it's the DX thing. Do you remember the DX thing, Anthony? Did you ever see that clip or no?
Oh, that I saw, yeah.
Yes, where she's like, ah, shit, watch your fucking mouth. But seriously, though, it's just, you know, it's true. Not everything has to be Ross and Rachel, because Ross and Rachel happened there, and it's like, all right, cool, whatever. I mean, everyone felt happy, everyone felt invested, but, you know, but it's also the fact that, you know, new spoilers again, she was having his kid, so it kind of felt right in a way.
Yeah.
You know, where there was never a point where Robin was like, by the way, Ted, pregnant with your baby. You know, so Ted just like, what are we going to do about this? Like, no, that did not happen. Therefore, you're sitting there like, all right, so they actually can literally break off all... Hell, Robin moved around so much, you're like, literally, they can break off ties, never see each other again, and it's going to be okay.
So, let me ask you before, because I know we're going to just delve into our hate again for like the next 20, 30 minutes. But do you
let
think...
Let the hate fuel you.
Yeah, do you think that the finale cheapens the show as a whole? Because there are a lot of people who are in that, you know, that group of people that will, I don't know how to describe it, but they're in that,
you know what?
I guess, thought process area.
Yes, of course, yeah. Well, what do you think? Well, actually, you know what? No, first, Anthony, what do you think?
I don't really know. I mean, I still think the show itself is just worth a watch because it's a great show.
Oh,
but,
yes.
I mean, I don't really know. It's a hard one to call.
Well, what do you think, Satish?
Yeah, it's hard for me because, okay, my favorite show is Scrubs, which you know, Matt, and now the viewership knows.
Oh,
Scrubs is my favorite show. And this, for anyone who's watched it, not counting Season 9, not in a bad way, but Season 9 in my head is Scrubs Interns, so the real finale is Season 8. And the finale wrapped things up for me in a way where it really enhanced the series, because I can really get into a series, but it's all going to be hinging on that ending for me. And...
Right.
In my head, it feels like, you know, it's like just even if you're watching a singular movie, you can love the movie and love everything, the journey, but if the ending sucks, it cheapens it a little bit. Not to say that I wouldn't recommend this show to people, because Anthony's right. Excellent show. I got a lot of laughs out of it, a lot of nice emotional moments. I think they did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
But
and it's
I'm
really
not
hard to get that
as...
out of Satish, by the way.
Yeah,
like,
and
it's true.
Just... I'm a machine,
so
it made me emote, but
it gave me human feelings.
Yeah, it's just hard for me to go ahead and say that I think it was, like, if you asked me a week before the finale, I would be talking better about the show than I am right now, and I think that's how I gauge my reaction to it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Anthony, have you seen all of Scrubs at all?
Yeah, I finally got all up with it, caught up with it.
Oh, that's good. But for anyone who doesn't know, yeah, Scrubs... Very great season finale, series finale at the time that we thought, and then all of a sudden they announced that season 9 was happening, and instead of doing what I think should have also been done with Glee, where you kind of just separate everyone, maybe have a few characters, and like in Glee, the case of, you know, they didn't graduate, and then in Scrub, the case of, you know, they're coming to work back at the hospital, instead of having a few, you basically get, in Scrubs, almost everyone coming back, almost. And that's an issue when JD had such a great, you know, finale. I mean, he had his everything. Everything was complete. And then it's just actual. And then they didn't call it Scrub Interns. Oh, I think they actually may have called it Scrub something. But I think
they should have called it Scrubs Interns to define it because we've had this conversation.
Well, but I'm gonna check right now because it had a tagline to it. I don't remember the tagline.
Well, Scrubs Interns
when it
was
first...
the online thing, I think. Because remember there were web shows.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I want to look at the actual. Like what they, because I believe that the Chancellor was actually tagged by him with something else, but I don't know if it was done on the air.
Because I own the set,
right?
And season 9 comes with the entire set and counts as quote unquote Scrubs alone.
Oh well, that's very upsetting.
Yeah.
Oh, it is to me because in my head, and we talked about this. If you were to look at Scrubs season 9 as a show on its own and not relate it to the original series, there's still a lot of fun in there.
Oh, yeah. that's the thing. And oh, why did I go Macho Man? Love the guy. You know, I really enjoyed because the thing is, people really like destroy season 9, and I agree with them when you connect it. But when you try to say, listen, try to play a game of don't think about the fact of this, 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 and this. Really try to do it, and it's very hard. So people go, no, I still do not enjoy it. It's like, no. Really think. Because there were some really funny jokes. I remember at one point there was, you know, one of the female, the main character who was female, who I forgot her name, which is an issue in itself, by the way, was trying to say things like, you know, like how she feels and her feelings. And she was trying to say, like, you know, I can't take out so-and-so's heart because she's a patient. I can't take out so-and-so's heart because he died. You know, that's where his feelings are. Like, that's where his memories are stored. And Dr. Cox is walking by, and he goes, heart is where the memories are stored. Future doctor, everybody. Future doctor.
Lucy, right, if I remember correctly?
Yes, Lucy, thank you. Wonderful. It was just wonderful just because that earlier on in the episode, James Franco's younger brother, I forgot his name, but it's not James. His younger brother was he's
in the show.
Yes,
Cole.
Yes, thank you. So Cole was just like, you know, so I think he actually was talking to JD because JD was like, oh yeah, me and me and her and Elliot are going away or whatever, and he was just like, he's like, yo, but don't play any like French music or stuff because I heard that makes the baby gay, yo. And just Cox is walking by, French music makes babies gay. Future doctor, everybody. Future doctor. And so I like that joke, and I think, you know, Cox and I feel like a few other people really, like, you know, made it a very nice show. It's just that, sadly, we, you know, it had to have been scrubbed. It couldn't have just been, like you said, scrub interns and said,
right.
Hey, we're done with the show. And here's a, like, a Saved by the Bell college years, where college years, to some people, say, oh, it ruined Saved by the Bell. But you don't have to see college years.
That's
you
the
can
thing.
Just watch
and,
them as kids.
And it's, I think it's with Scrubs, if you're not counting that season, like counting the end of season 8, though, and tying this back
right.
in How I Met Your Mother, it's almost the same thing I just said, where a day before the Scrubs, like me watching the Scrubs finale, I was talking really well about Scrubs. After the finale, I liked it even more. And it was the exact opposite with How I Met Your Mother.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Basically, the finale was the season, if you're going to compare them. But, yeah, I just... So I want to make sure you knew it. I want to make sure everyone understands, you know, why it was such an issue. Because I know there's some people that didn't watch Scrubs, who should, by the way, but there are some who haven't. So, because I remember when I first met you, because you were just going on and on and on about Scrubs, and that's why I started watching it. I was like, I do know a lot.
I'll go on and on about things, like wrestling or Scrubs, and then people will, like, become interested in it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hell, you got me back into wrestling, and here we are right now. So, I mean, that's
yeah, it's not like we do
right
a
there.
Podcast about wrestling, like, three times a week.
Oh, please listen.
You're
but,
telling
anyway.
People who are already listening to listen.
Please listen again. Please listen
that's
again.
That's just great listening strategy to our 5 viewers. Hey, listen to us. We're already listening to you, Matt. We may have reached an impasse.
I think we've... 5
we
viewers.
We've brought it
five
on
our times horizon. More... That's 5 more than I thought we had. Are we
and again, if 5 of you are up there listening and you'd like to call in and discuss How I Met Your Mother with us, 718-664-9468. That's 718-664-9468 is the call-in number to discuss How I Met Your Mother or any other sitcom finales that you want to go for because, hell,
also?
We could talk about Seinfeld.
Oh, God.
No, I didn't see. I don't know.
Really? Because I didn't see Friends, Matt.
Okay, sure. That would be nice.
So maybe
you,
we should
okay,
go
so
into Seinfeld.
You haven't seen the
I
end
think
to Seinfeld.
My show
Seinfeld?
Is being usurped. What?
You haven't seen the finale to Seinfeld.
Well, here's the thing. I actually have not delved into Seinfeld as many others have. Not saying
at
I
all?
Like Seinfeld. Yes. I mean, I've seen
at all.
Before. I know Soup Nazi. Soup Nazi. No Soup Nazi. I know things. I've seen that episode actually, but very
yeah,
long.
Yeah. So
time,
Anthony's
like,
right though. You just did that to him with Friends.
Oh, but. Okay, listen here, though. You didn't see the season finale, the series finale of Friends, but if you're telling me that you didn't know that Ross and Rachel got together, you can just hang up right now.
If I do and I call back in, will you put me on? Because I'm host right
yeah.
now, and if I hang up, the entire show's over. So I don't know
well,
if
no,
you want me to go
fine.
Through
you're
with
fine,
that.
You're fine, Satish. You're fine, Satish. I was referring to Anthony. And Anthony.
Might
and
have
Anthony,
been a good decision to withdraw that statement.
No, I was talking to Anthony. I actually was. Because I assumed you were at least seen it in passing, Satish. Like, come on now. Come on. That's like saying something about Star Wars. And I'm not going to say what it is because you two are going to harp on it, even though someone here, Anthony, is a huge Star Wars fan.
Maybe we should hear it, Matt. Let's hear it.
Like, you know, like Darth Vader and Luke's dad kind of pulled off the mask. He was like, whoa.
Okay.
That whole thing.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, like
I'm gonna, we're just going to leave that.
Like, you saw that, right? You know about that one, right? Yeah, Anthony's a diehard Star Wars fan. He saw the first three. He hasn't gone to the last, you know, three yet, but he's a diehard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolute Sith, everything. Yeah, he saw the first three, the ones that came out recently. Yeah, he only saw those.
I dig the Empire. Yeah. They're pretty chill.
Oh, yeah, you know, just like Jar Jar Binks, he was just like, this guy. Like, this guy's like, you know, the guy. Right?
We don't talk about Jar Jar Binks, Matt.
We don't talk about... There's a list of things we don't talk about.
The only thing we talk about from those movies are Liam Neeson. That's all. We don't bring up anything else.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Liam Neeson, if anyone wants to join our Church of Neeson and become a Neesonite, definitely visit us at the Church of Neeson.
We gladly welcome you.
Oh, yeah.
I worship Paul Heyman.
Neeson,
I'm sorry.
What?
I worship Paul Heyman. I'm very sorry.
Oh, sorry. And he is worshipable, actually. Definitely look into him, Anthony, because that's a cool guy. However, the Church of Neeson welcomes all. Praise
we welcome
Neeson.
You with open arms.
I don't know who you are, but I know that you want to praise me, which is good. So anyway, and by the way, if you want to see any updates on future shows, definitely like us on Facebook, Those Guys on the Radio, because we will always, you know, have updates, and we also would love to hear what you have to say, even if you don't want to call in, because, you know, there you can easily suggest a show to us. I mean, we're well versed in nerdy things, I would say. So, you know, unless you're going full on 60s anime with us, you know,
I even do sports if you want me to talk about sports.
Yeah, you know, that's cool too, whatever. But, you know, so like we, you know, the nerdy stuff though, yeah, we're really cool with that. So,
nerds can,
you know,
like sports, Matthew.
What? I know.
Nerds can like sports, Matthew. There was a beautiful How I Met Your Mother episode called The Perfect Week that was filled with baseball references.
Yeah, I don't remember that one, probably. I think
really?
That's why.
Barney
really?
Was trying to sleep with seven women in 7 days without any rejections.
There we go. No, I
anything
think
related to
the
sports
actual...
just goes in one ear and out the other for you, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's like, I'm like JD. If anyone saw that episode or remembers that clip, it's just like, I like when Barry Bonds scores the game that he plays. That's how I am with sports. So,
I definitely need to just do the thing where Matt walks in and he's watching Sports Center. Is this a new show? Is this a new channel?
No. What's great, though, is that I swear I read some things on Cape Side, which, you know, Anthony, that's a lot of wrestling stuff that's aired on there.
Mm-hmm.
So what's funny is that I obviously heard the information. I regurgitated it to Satish. And I was like, oh, what they could do is they could, you know, use the WWE Network to, you know, be like a kind of like a Sports Center kind of thing. And Satish was like, yeah, I agree. You don't even watch Sports Center. Immediately gets angry. You don't even know what you're
at Sports Center. Your only idea of Sports Center is that they talk about sports. You know nothing about the suffering we go through.
But am I wrong?
Yeah, but that's like me saying, How I Met Your Mother is a comedy show. Am I wrong, Matt? Are there jokes in there? Am I wrong? I don't think so.
There's a soul-crushing series finale.
There's a soul-crushing series finale of Sports Center too. We find out that they don't change any of the staff, and each year it's the same fucking thing. They're all terrible people.
Yeah.
If you're listening, fuck you, ESPN. Have a nice day.
What if they were listening? What if just ESPN as a whole was listening? That was the one.
They won't hire
like,
me because I make sense and I am a person of color. You have to either not make sense or be a person of color. You can't be both. Like, so.
Right.
ESPN would screw me.
Right. That sounds about, yeah. But, so, back to that whole How I Met Your Mother thing that
and
we
that
were sort of doing.
Season, series.
And that terrible. Yeah, no, I keep on saying season two, and I think it's just me hoping it's not over, in a way, where it's like,
it's
no.
It's not over.
You have to come to grips with it, no, Matt. Series.
Well, you
the
can look
thing,
forward to the alternate ending.
Yes, actually. Did
yeah.
you hear about that, Satish?
I did not, so.
On the DVD,
oh.
they're going to have an alternate ending, which, actually, I'm very excited for. Because,
I feel like
you know,
if I was them at this point, I would make it worse.
Yeah, right? Like, not like, you know, like, you know, it's like, actually, it turns into How I Met Your Father. Barney is your father, and he adopted you. Not that that's a bad scenario, because there's nothing
gay
wrong
rights,
with
everybody.
Gay parents adopting. There's nothing wrong. No, nothing wrong with gay parents adopting. Why is it wrong? Because I don't see that, like, as a story plot progression, you know? Like, two guys who were most, I'm going to say they weren't gay. Maybe you could say Barney was overcompensating. But they were, and, you know, and, but nothing that Ted did made him gay, because it's wrong to say that, you know, an architect, you know, just because he's an architect is gay. Like, that's stupid. So, definitely Ted wasn't gay. So to immediately out of nowhere be like, what? He could have been, but
he?
Again, but nothing, okay. He never, ever, you know, like it just, there was no, he liked women, and he was pretty sure of it. And there was never an episode
of someone
Dallas.
Can't
so
like women and
was,
men? That? Is that what you're
you
trying
said,
to say?
You said, hey, we're talking about him being gay, not him being bisexual, you piece of shit.
He could be bi.
Anyway.
Well, he has to be gay to get with a man. He can't be bisexual. Bisexuals don't exist.
Oh, my.
Are you trying to alienate a group of people? Are you insulting Paige? Oh, my God. How did you I don't know how you did that, but you found a way to insult my favorite. Okay. I'm going to take a minute. Just mention whatever you want. Go back,
go
to,
back
your
to your island of Guyana and find Mew for me.
Go back to How I Met Your Mother. Go. Wander off
actually,
into that again.
Actually, we should. But, yeah, so there was no plot progression. Anthony's just loving this. He's silent, but I can tell he's just sitting there just twirling his imaginary mustache.
Oh, I'm just
mustache.
Enjoying every single word.
Yeah.
I have some popcorn going, some soda. I'm just sitting back.
Don't have the soda. Every single time he and I talk, he just spits out his drinks. Don't drink.
I refuse.
No.
Every
yeah.
time, even if it's when I make the call and he answers the phone, he will say something and I will lose it.
Your punishment must be more severe.
I swear to God, Matt. Every time.
But,
it's
yeah, all right,
Andres. You can just shoot him. But.
Okay.
Shoot me. Shoot me in the back and then I can be put in a wheelchair and they will call the Oracle.
Oh, God.
Or Professor X, if we shave you.
Oh, dude, shave me. That's very weird in context and out of context.
Oh, dude, shave me.
The phone was away from my ear for a second, and I just came back into that. What just happened?
If we have, like, a quote of the day kind of thing going,
no,
I just want, dude, shave me. Like, with a fist pump.
No, honestly, I'm really worried because now I have the urge to download these episodes and to cut out clips of us saying things. So that if we ever get really popular, it's like, hey, download the ringtone. Like, where it's like, you know, if someone gets a call, aw, dude, shave me. When we were talking about Anthony, well, they said, you should shoot me in a strategic place, like my back, and I will become paralyzed, and then I will become Oracle.
Yeah.
And then Satish said, or Professor X, if we shave you. And I'm like, aw, dude, shave me.
Okay, that's what I missed. I left off
yeah.
right after Oracle, and I came back for, dude, shave me. Like, what just happened?
No, Matt gets really excited about people shaving him when he's disappointed by season finales.
I know, but I was away from the
series
phone for
finales.
A second.
The season finales, you don't even want to know. But series finales, yeah.
Yeah, that could be tough, I could imagine.
Yeah, it is. But back to that How I Met Your Mother shenanigans. Yeah, there were no story progressions. Being serious here, there's no story progressions that would have ever hinted. Other than, you know, Barney overcompensating. There was never a thing that said, like, oh, yeah. Definitely, these two guys are homosexual men who, or transgender, or anything that, you know, wasn't what they were portrayed as on screen for 9 seasons. So I, you know, so it's just like, it's just, there was no reason to have, you know, like, whatever, swerves or anything. It's just, it's saddening. It's soul crushing, literally. It's just, you know, it's just, and it's just, better storytelling, everyone. Better storytelling.
So,
but,
if you had to rate the series as a whole on a scale of 10, where would you go?
honestly, because of, like, some of the ways, like, the cat. Oh, by the way, doing a tiny little, you know, a Friends comparison again. And not only Friends, it happens with a lot of sitcoms. When the seasons get longer, by the time the show is over, a lot of the certain characters' traits are just up to 12. So it's not a How I Met Your Mother thing, but it just sucks that they also fell into that trap. It's like,
yeah, that's
oh,
right. And harp on that, because you're right. They just, it's over-dramatized because they want to make sure, did you realize that we made him mature? Or did you realize that we made him the same? Because you need to notice that. And they'll
well,
overdo
not
it.
Not that. I don't mean that Barney's mature. I mean that, like, okay, season 8, like, he wasn't mature yet. But he was so much of a womanizer. It's just like, you know, it's just like I wouldn't have been surprised had they had the budget where it's just like, Barney's, you know, it's like, you know, playbook number 541. You know, hit on a girl when you're skydiving. You know, I wouldn't have been surprised. Where it's just like, Barney.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. And that happens in other shows as well, so it's something that you can't exactly complain about or just compare
mm-hmm.
it to Friends. But the issue is that because that was done, it also brings it down in points. So I'm not giving it a 7 just because of the finale, but because it did that in ways that, while some of them were funny, some of them were too over the top,
mm-hmm.
I feel. And Anthony, how did you feel?
I'd give it a 7. I would give it a 7.5.
We're getting
points
in here.
Yeah, we're going all the way. But, yeah, it was a bit over the top at times, but I think 7.5 is pretty good because it did weigh it out, like, some of the more serious moments of series. Like, for one, for me, my all-time favorite was, I think it was season 6 or 7 when Marshall's dad died and Lily
yeah.
went to tell him when she got out of the cab. Every time I see that scene, I cannot help but tear up. It's just amazingly done.
Oh, yeah, and I think another decent one that I enjoyed is when he was talking to his dead father.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
When they were
yeah,
in the car?
I was thinking more at the grave, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know. The one I remember was when he was in the car driving home. I think it was a snowstorm.
Right.
And his dad
oh.
was just in the back seat saying, "You want to know a secret? I could never see either, but I just wanted you to be, I didn't want you to be afraid." Something to that extent.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was another great thing. I think, you know, his dad was actually really nice. I mean, you know, they made it, he could be a little funny, but, like, it was a really good moment. I think his serious moments were actually very well done. And literally only the season finale had, like, a serious moment that was too quickly nixed by something funny.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember it. It probably happened, but I really do not remember it happening to a point where it's just, like, maybe a joke, where it's just like, okay, we're trying to lighten the mood here, but we know it's serious. Where with the series finale, it was just, you know, and your mother is dead. And it's just like, you know, instead of it being a huge weight, it's, you love Aunt Robin. It's like, wait, no, wait.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going with this? Where is this headed, kids? Where the, no. So, yeah. So, Tish,
mm-hmm.
what did you think?
Yeah, it's because I think, if the alternate ending is the campy, predictable stuff that I want and that we all kind of want, it bumps
yeah.
it up to an 8 for me. But I'm actually where Anthony is. I mean, a 7.5. I almost want to go 7.51 to be a dick. But
do it.
I'm fine. You know, I have it on record then. 7.51 because, yeah. No, but uh-huh. it's just there's a lot of great things about the show that we all know about. You know, by watching the show, even jumping in on one random of the earlier episodes, you'll understand. You know, you'll see the jokes. You can pick up on how
oh,
these
yeah.
people act and who they are, and that's good. Some of the seasons were a little bit drawn out, which we can all attest to, and it just got
oh,
a little
yeah.
bit slow for us, which is why I'm not jumping into the 8-9 category. And, of course, again, the finale kind of hit us all in the gut, like, hey, this is not what you wanted. Bam!
Yeah, and you don't have to give us what we want, but at the same time, make it, again, just if you're going to, because I hate swerves, unless they're being done in a cool way where it's like, oh, by the way, time travel, right? That's a swerve that will 9 out of 10 times, actually mostly 10 out of 10, always get me if time travel is involved, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when it's a swerve where it's just like, oh, hey, you know, so actually Ted, well, not, no, you know, Ted is with Robin. Well, Robin isn't the mom. Ted is still with Robin. But no, but guys, we have something going here. Like, it's like an ex-girlfriend. But guys, no, we had something special, didn't we? Like, I thought we had something special, and then you cheated on me. Like, it's just, I had, it's just you had such a relationship with it, right? It's just, and it's like, no, actually, we're, you know, that's how I felt with it. And, yes, the ending could, the alternate ending could change it. But, you know what, since we only have 10 minutes left, let's talk about some good things, right? Because there are some good things that happened. All of the references to past seasons made me happy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing. Like, just to name one, you can name some yourself if you remember. But the first one that came to mind while we were talking right now, Cockamouse.
Damn it.
I knew it.
I was going to go with that one.
I think that's the one that came to all of our minds, right?
What?
That was the one that hit all of us at the same time.
Yes. Just immediately was just, that's great. Just because it's something that you forgot and you never thought would ever be referenced again. It's just, you know, we got to get out of here. Baby, I don't know. I mean, it's just this place. Fuck, Cockamouse. What am I going to do? It was just a great little thing because that was literally, I remember season one, correct me if I'm wrong, episode 6. Like, that is how far, you know, and even if you play catch-up, unless you play the catch-up game in season 9, I always play the catch-up game with, you know, TV shows, but usually I still get up to, like, season 6, and then there's 3 more to go. So it still is a far-off memory for me.
Because
mm-hmm.
That's 3 years ago still for me, you know. And so some of us I know, we've been seeing it since season 1. So that's a 9-year-old memory. And just, boom, thrown right at you. But
yeah.
Do you guys have anything else? Do you remember, like, that really stuck out to you? That you were like, wow, look at that reference.
The French horn?
Yes. Ha-ha.
That counts, right?
Yes, and we're also all killing each other by the end, because I think everyone... Because now everybody's like, you piece of shit.
I have nothing now.
Victoria? Victoria.
What?
Victoria being... She was shown in the last 2, wasn't she, or am I wrong? No, she was shown in the last... Or was it the one before the last, damn it.
I
am wrong.
I'm not sure. I don't think it was the last 2.
Damn. It was the one right before the last 2. Well, fine. You can say in this season, I wasn't just talking about the finale, by the way. I was talking about the season as a whole.
Okay.
All of the, yeah, forgive me for that. Though, I believe...
There you go, Anthony.
I will admit.
You have some leeway to work with now.
No, because the thing is, I only thought of... Because the thing is, the cockamouse just immediately came up to me, but I didn't want to just focus... Because this whole season made a lot of callbacks.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, to older characters. So anyone that popped out for you, anything that made you go, that happened once.
Well, I mean, it wasn't something in particular. It was the fact that he broke the news. Barney broke the news about getting number 31 pregnant at a robot versus wrestlers fight. I love that.
Yes, there we go. Thank
I was
you.
So happy when they showed that.
Yeah, I thought about that during our conversation, you know, today as we're, you know, on the air, but I didn't need to mention it because we were too busy with our hate. But now we're doing. We need to leave it on a good note, right? No anger.
The show is a good show. I mean, we can emphasize that. It's just we didn't
absolutely
like the way it ended.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you know, and while it did, you know, while I do think, actually, I didn't get to say myself, I don't think it taints it completely, but I do think that it does do something to it. You know, I do think that it just, you know, again, I can't say it makes it the worst show ever or anything, because I definitely think that the journey was great. It's just that, you know, you thought you were going to Disneyland, you ended up at, you know, a McDonald's, which is nice, but
no,
Disneyland?
That would be terrible.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
You
as long as we're all on the same page.
You have kids in the future.
I didn't
want
to make fun of people who enjoy McDonald's.
We're going to Disneyland and then take them to McDonald's. They will hate
but
you
no,
for life.
But on its own, McDonald's, while there are certain things wrong with it, it isn't like the worst place you could ever be on its own, right?
No, but relatively compared to Disneyland.
That's what we got, I feel.
Unless your journey was a How I Met Your Mother journey, and it was really perfect, and you saw a lot of great things along the way, your children will hate you forever and disown you as a father.
Basically, yeah. I think that's how we were. I think that's how we all felt, or many of us. Again, if you felt differently, how many of us?
And in that moment, I could tell what Matt said.
He
made us all feel a certain way.
No, but actually, I will admit, I do How I Met Your Mother type, you know, narrations a lot, where it's just like, you know, like where someone will say something, and I'll just go, and then she walked away, thinking, you know, and you know, you always, it's just someone, shut up, Matt. And it's like, but I just keep the narration going for about a good maybe 5 minutes. Yeah, I've lost a lot of girlfriends. But anyway, so you know, I would say wrap it up. But honestly, we've wrapped it up for us already. And I'll just say that, you know, it was nice talking to you guys about this. You know, I mean, was it nice? Did you guys enjoy the conversation? I think did you enjoy, dear viewer? You still have some time to call in.
We're talking to the viewer. We're breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, right.
It was a nice viewer. Enjoy us.
718-664-9463.
It was a nice conversation until you ruined friends for me. It was good until then.
Well, okay. What about after it, though? What about after? In the process of ripping, I'm sure it was terrible. What about after? Was that nice?
It was okay.
Okay, all right.
That friend's thing with me is still sticking with me.
If you wanted to rate our conversation from, 1 to 10, how would you rate the conversation?
Ignoring friends, I'd give it a 10.
All right, great. All right. How would you rate it today?
I'm not even going to make... I was going to make a legendary joke, but I'm actually okay with the friends thing, because it's like, well, fuck you, Matt. And that's a nice sentiment to end our show on.
Yeah, you know what, actually, what's funny is that's probably what my own book is going to be all, with my own self-deprecation and everything, just fuck you, Matt, written by Matt Marrero. But also I would like to say, definitely tune in tomorrow. Both Anthony St. Andres and I are going to be doing a Captain America Winter Soldier 2 recap. We will talk about tomorrow on the show whether it'll be spoilers or not. We'll see what we can do with that. Maybe half an hour, no spoilers. The other half, spoilers. We'll definitely see how that'll work, because we definitely want people to listen in, but not necessarily feel spoiled, because tomorrow he and I will be seeing it. And this broadcast will be at 6 p.m. live. And later on tonight, actually, at 12 a.m., going into Tuesday, Satish Ram and I will be doing a Monday Night Raw recap, because while it is post-WrestleMania week, there's a good chance that they may keep up this level of awesome. I don't exactly agree with it. There's a good chance that it will decrease in quality.
Post-WrestleMania week, actually.
There's a good chance it will decrease in quality, but I don't know. We never know. Maybe they thought, we need to get people watching. Right? Maybe they thought about that. Like, we should definitely keep some people. But hey, I don't run a company. I don't know. Right? So, yes, but definitely enjoy. You're pumped for the movie, Anthony?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? Dude, you know how I love the Winter Soldier. I'm ready for this thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, girlfriend and I are just going to marathon a few movies today. We're going to see Iron Man 3 and Thor 2. Thor 2, a movie that I actually have not seen yet.
It's okay.
And Iron Man 3, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And Iron Man 3, you and I saw it in the theaters, and that's the only time I saw it. So it's going to be nice seeing that again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I guess that's all we really have to say. I mean, Satish, you pumped for tomorrow for Raw? For Paige?
Yeah, always, I'm ready. So,
You wanted me
to play you out?
Yeah, just play us out. Might as well. Thank you guys for listening to Those Guys.
All right, let's see what I got here.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again.
I'm going to take this in the most non-sarcastic way I possibly can.
Well, in that case, fine. Fuck you.
Oh, okay, cool. We've never done this before. Wait, actually, no, we did this yesterday. What are we doing? Oh, I'm okay with this.
I hate that you're okay with this.
Yeah, awesome. So yeah, thank you guys. It's nice. We're getting more and more listeners every day. So definitely like us on Facebook if you haven't yet. Those guys on the radio.
Nobody can hear you.
Oh, yes, I can. I can hear me. If I can hear me, they can hear me. I'm being very loud. Hear me, everyone.
If we paid people to transcript our show, they wouldn't be able to hear you.
That's funny. Oh, well. Good night, everybody.
Have a good evening.
even if they didn't see it, because it's